Let's talk platforms. Right now you're listening on an audio platform or audio software. The other side of this is the YouTube side. That's what people are interested in. I got a question the other day, and it was, what are the benefits of starting the YouTube channel versus starting your podcast? The YouTube channel is a little bit different of a commitment and an outcome, and the podcast launch is a little bit easier depending on the position you're in. So that's what today's episode is all about. Let's get to it. Should you start a YouTube channel or a podcast? It's the age-old question. I just got this question from my friend Holly. She asked, what are the benefits of starting a podcast over a YouTube channel? This is a good one because they're kind of the same, but not really. I'll explain. The answer to this is going to depend on your goals. And those goals are going to depend on what you want to become. Do you want to become a podcaster or do you want to become a YouTuber? YouTube is for YouTube videos. What I mean by that is that YouTube videos are the lifeblood of YouTube itself, meaning that if you take your podcast and you just have a video version of it and you put it on YouTube, most likely, it's not going to grow. This is because of a few factors. I'll start with the first. The first is because YouTube is optimized for medium form videos. When it comes to video content, you have three styles. Short form, that's your TikToks, your YouTube shorts, your Instagram reels. Then we have medium form, which is your 5 to 10, pushing 15 minute YouTube videos, highly edited, kind of similar to this. Just somebody talking to the camera. Then you have long form content. That's your podcasts and your interviews and your co-hosted shows that you may listen to on the way to work. So we have these three different styles. And when it comes to the question of YouTube versus podcast, again, we're coming back to our goals here. If you already have an audience, I'm talking 5, 10, 15,000 followers plus, at that moment, or at this moment, you may be wondering, do I need something else? It could be a course, it could be a webinar, some type of live training, a group coaching. Is it an ebook? Am I really ramping up my email list? This is the time when these questions begin to come about, and that's why I'm assuming Holly asked this question today. If my goal was to take my current audience of thousands of people and extract the ones that are the most diehard fans, the people that are the closest to buying from you with whatever your service is, then a podcast is going to be really good for that. If we look at this like a funnel, right? The bottom of the funnel, when it comes to content, is your podcast, right? Or something deeper. The reason is there's a requirement to entry. There's a barrier to entry here. That barrier is sitting down, running, walking on the treadmill, driving in your car, and literally having to consume this thing. When you have a podcast, you're saying to the audience, hey, I'm going to go out and create this for you. I hope it's helpful. And the audience is saying, okay, I get that. I'm with you. I'm going to trade my time for this information. And if the information is good enough, then the audience will continually, week after week, which is what you hope they'll do, consume your podcast. That's the podcast side. Now let's talk about a YouTube channel. If you want to go onto YouTube and not just post the video version of your podcast there, but you actually want to grow there, if that's something you're looking to do, then you're going to have to become a YouTuber. That means creating YouTube style videos, right? This video right now is a version of it. I would say it's not 100% optimized for YouTube. If you want to look at videos that are 100% optimized for YouTube, just go on your YouTube homepage, click around, look at the thumbnails. You'll notice that these people are creating these videos for YouTube only. That does not mean you can't take that video, chop it up into shorter pieces, and put it on other platforms. But again, the second we try to do two things with one piece of content, the second, third, and fourth iterations are going to be less and less effective. So the question becomes, again, let's talk about what this really means. If you already have the audience and you want to give them something that is a little bit deeper, a little bit more in depth, and honestly, just a little bit more you, then a podcast is great for that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just come up with a really solid concept, angle, a plan, and a strategy, launch it, and you essentially have built-in listeners. Now, if you have aspirations to become a bigger content creator, maybe somebody who has hundreds of thousands or millions of followers down the line, then starting YouTube might be a good idea, but let's stop right there. Let's put that caveat in. You are going to probably become a YouTuber in a sense. You're going to begin to create content for that platform only. So coming back to the three styles, we have your short form, that's your TikToks, your Instagram reels, your 60 second. Then we have your medium form, that's your 5 to 15 minute YouTube video. Then you have your long form podcast. The answer is going to depend on your goals. They all work. My suggestion for a creator who already has followers in the thousands, who's actively and quickly growing their audience, is start with a podcast. It's actually going to be a little bit more upfront work than maybe a YouTube channel, but on a weekly basis, it's going to be more effective for you because, again, the audience is guaranteed. You're delivering something to people who are already there. When it comes to a YouTube channel, you're going to be gathering new people, almost an entirely new audience. So I hope this answers the question as to podcast versus YouTube channel. My name is Ryan Sullivan, founder of Podcast Principles. This is what we help people to do. We have a guaranteed system to do it. It's one-on-one, it's high level, there's strategies involved, and you essentially get your own podcast customer service. So if that's something you're interested in, we always have the link below these videos. If you're watching on YouTube, on LinkedIn, it'll be on my profile to book a call with me and we can chop it up, talk about your podcast, your YouTube channel, and your strategy for 30 minutes. I will catch you next week for the next one. And we are on all platforms, even the ones nobody uses. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.